Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Maybe I don't really wanna know how you got engrossed, 'cause I just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things I'll never see.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. That was, of course, Oasis. I guess this week's 4 o'clock classic couldn't be anyone else, really. On Tuesday, the legendary Mancunian band sent the internet into overdrive by officially announcing that Liam and Noel have put their differences aside and agreed to reunite next summer for a series of gigs in London, Manchester, Edinburgh, Cardiff and Dublin, with more promise through the year. Tickets went on sale this morning. Well done if you managed to grab any. Also, the debut album, Definitely Maybe, was released 30 years ago this week. And as Oasis have never had a 4 o'clock classic, that seemed as good an excuse as any to play them. In the second hour of the show, we have a lot of stuff coming up. I might have to drop a couple of things because we only have 55 minutes left. But firstly, I wanted to play a new artist to The Breakdown. These are a Singapore noise pop act called Subsonic Eye. It's actually a split 7-inch they're releasing with Jakarta band Bedchamber. They formed in 2015, they've been around for a while, released their debut album in 2023 called All Around You, and this is the first music since then. A track called Not Linear, making their debut on The Breakdown, Subsonic Eye.
Getting tiny bits.
You know what? If my calculations are correct, I think that was the 1,000th track played on the Breakdown this year. Joel told me to make sure the 17th track played on the show was a proper doozy, in his words. And I think that was a proper doozy, because I think that may have been the 1,000th track we've played this year. Not Linear by Subsonic, I have that honour. Right, next we've got Orla Gartland. She's originally from Dublin. She's about to release her second album, Everybody Needs a Hero, on 4th of October, which follows up 2021's Woman on the Internet. This latest single to be taken from it, and it features Declan McKenna, who I think we played a few weeks ago. Late to the party, Orla Gartland.
See, I don't like to think about your lovers who came before me, but I know they exist, the ones that got away. I got problems to pick with all your lovers who came before me. Okay, so maybe Rachel was right. Everybody just walks all over you, and now when we fight, I am on your side. See, I wouldn't bite or try to change your mind. The room is falling around me. I'm clinging to the car seat, late to the party. Let me go back, shake her hand. I wanna give her my thanks for the damage she's done.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Yeah.
Firstly, apologies to Sally Shapiro, whose identity I managed to completely mess up, but never mind. That was Little Bit You Just Heard, all lowercase, project of LA-based musician Hannah Lizu, and she's bringing out her debut EP, Talk of Blue Streak, on September the 20th. She's cited influences as diverse as Elliott Smith, Charlie XCX, and Sufjan Stevens as inspirations. I can definitely hear a lot of Liz Phair in that particular song. That was a debut play on the breakdown, and we're going to follow up with another debut play on the breakdown. Sad Punk, no, start again, John. Sad Park are a punk quartet from LA. First new music from them since last year's album No More Sound. If you hear this introduction and you think it might be an outtake from Radiohead's The Bends, you won't be far off. Good Luck by Sad Park.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
I was long inside a dream, I could not get loose. I'll tell you it, although there's little use to tell a dream when dreaming is all you ever do. Things were not so good, I can't make light of it. My poor soul, it was having a dark night of it. It was a long night, a week, maybe a year. Maybe a long, dark night is coming down. Down. the door of my dream burst. No zombie, no ogre, no devil there, but a flying man. A long trailing hair. Who perched in the iron rail of my bed? Oh Lord, comb in his long white hair. Seeing my name, how could he know when I did not even know my name? Maybe a long, long night is coming down. Maybe a long, long night, my precious one. Took me to be from elsewhere, when I too inhabited the earthly sphere, leant down and struck me this long trailing hair. Maybe a long, long night is coming down.
An album that really is. That's Long Dark Night by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, taken from the brand new album Wild God, which was released yesterday and is this week's album of the week. Next we've got Dolores Forever. They were last seen in Sheffield at the wonderful Get Together Festival over on Callum Island back in May. They have a debut album released next month on September the 20th. The album is called It's Nothing. It's described as full of punchy indie pop anthems about feminism and friendship, which is what The Breakdown's all about. This is the fifth and presumably final track to be taken from it before the album's release. It's called Concrete. Dolores Forever.
Concrete, not yours to have. I built the city.
Dolores Forever and Concrete, taken from their upcoming debut album, which is called It's Nothing. Of course it is. Right, we have half an hour left of the show. I think I can fit in about 5 tracks if I really stretch it. So hopefully we'll get 5 tracks in the next half hour. And the first one of those is Fushi. She is a New York alt-soul singer with another track from her upcoming album, Pointy Heights. We have played it before. The album's out on September the 13th. She has worked with the likes of Childish Gambino and Lil Yachty. And this track, 100 Bucks, sees her interpolating, I think that's the right word, the old musical youth song, Pass the Dutchie. You'll know it when you hear it. Fushi and 100 Bucks.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
In the tidal pools of pain, swimming in the seas of fame, you know how this came to be, and it rhymes with the London number 8. Sleep eternally. Are you really?
says it's getting late. She says it's getting late. She says it's getting late. She says it's getting late. I hope it's not too 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 late.
Great song, that, from Jennifer Castle, a debut play on The Breakdown. In fact, the remaining songs I have are all debut plays on The Breakdown. I am sticking to the Breakdown mantra here. Jennifer Castle had a song featured in the TV show The Bear on, I think it was the second season she featured on. This week she announced the release of her seventh album, which is called Camelot. That's out on 1st November. And that track featured guitar from Cass McCombs. I think there's some strong Nico Case, New Pornographers hints on there. Right, next is, and I have to pronounce this right, Ciarán Lavery. He is an Irish musician from the tiny Northern Irish village in Antrim called Agagovan. He's due to release his fifth album, Light Entertainment, on November the 15th. And for this track, he's teamed up with Breakdown favourite Liz Lawrence for a song about a cycle of abuse. And it's called Control-Alt-Delete.
Control. Oh, am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail. That's me. Who? Pictish Trail. What? Oh, just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Was a track by Two Blinks, I Love You, who is a musician from Liverpool called Liam Brown. That was a track called My Girl, which was written after he took a solo trip to New York late last year, found himself drunk and alone singing the Human League at a karaoke bar after watching the Knicks play in Madison Square Gardens, which to me sounds like a perfect trip. It is 10 to 5, I think. I think I might be able to squeeze three tracks in here. I'm going to play first Paris Paloma. She is a musician from Derbyshire. She released her debut album yesterday, and it's called Cacophony. It includes a hit single, Labour. This is a rather breezy acoustic track with an excellent title of Boys, Bugs and Men.
Suddenly I'm five, and boys are bringing bugs just to kill them from my eyes. And I can see their hunger, looking for a sign that any of their destruction has me suffering inside. You take such delight in killing my life. If I don't make a sound, does it even hurt? I'm bending to the ground just to pick up little worms. And I have seen you relish such violence with a joy that I've only seen before in the eyes of little boys. Discovering the power for the first time. Yeah. You kissed me so hard, I had a grazed chin. I saw your eyes spark at the breaking. And in them I see hunger, looking for a sign that any of your destruction had me suffering inside. It fills you with light to take away tongue. All I hear is shredding wings. Before me is a man who cares not for little things. And now I have my answer from when I wondered who those little boys became, because they grew up to be you. You've been playing with your power.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Apologies, I've completely messed up Spotify. This is not Oasis, this is Indoor Foxes Church Music. That was a track called Indoor by Indoor Foxes, and that was Debbie playing the breakdown for her. She's an Edinburgh-based musician, Martha Barr, influenced by the likes of Death Cab and Frightened Rabbit. If you're in London, she'll be playing the excellent Paper Dress Vintage in Hackney on 22nd of October. And that is it for the breakdown. Reggae time is up next. Selector K is in the studio. I'm going to finish with Broken Boys by The Wave. There is a swear word in it. I'm going to try and edit this out, and I might well... sorry, I'm being very rude here.
The Real J
is also with Selector K. I do apologise. Reggae time is coming up next. I'll finish with The Wave, and Joel and Steve are back next week. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.